Hi everyone, this is Gamer E-Raid, and here for my second podcast. I want to apologize on my first one. Someone I know told me I sounded kind of peeved and irritated in it. Actually, I wasn't really so much angry at the first podcast. I was mostly tired because I recorded that early in the morning, and I did 4 LPs right after I did the podcast. So that was majorly my mistake, and I'm here to just pretty much explain that from my first podcast, as well as I didn't have a chance to hear it or edit. So I just basically put on my first podcast because I wanted to get it online as fast as possible, as well as the process trying to figure out how to put it up, which there are 2 websites that I found that I appreciate, but mostly it will be on the iTunes store. Just go look Issues of a College Student up and they'll be right there. Or, you know, if you're listening to it from 2 of the websites that I posted them up, good for you. So pretty much I'm here to talk about my next dilemma, or, you know, pretty much just to let people know this podcast. Let me go to the title. So it's Issues of a College Student, and pretty much I want to talk about hooking up with people. And I would like to remind people this is a somewhat educational podcast that pretty much I want to help college students, and this is not what you think. I'm not going to help you get like a date or anything like that. It pretty much, you know, from what people elaborate or what you see on TV nowadays, it's basically, you know, it's either somewhat 20% accurate to that or it's different. But other than that, that's not usually the case. Anyways, pretty much what I'm talking about is, sorry, when you first start college, it's better to start off with a group. And what I mean by that, it's more difficult trying to go in it by yourself. Unless, like I said in my previous articles, which they are on roosterteeth.com, and if you go to my profile, Gamer E-Raid, they're going to be right there, individually writing them again, in the sense that I'm finally making an individual segment for it, because I would always put like my updates and my Issues of a College Student article together, and pretty much I thought it'd be much more sufficient if I did it that way. So anyways, what I'm saying is it's more difficult to go into classes and trying to achieve your goal by yourself. And like I said, it's not difficult to pass the classes at first, but it will be later. I'm saying you could go in it achieving whatever you think of it and just going in it full on speed, thinking you'll achieve your classes, great. I will understand that if you have the knowledge of what you're trying to go for, in the sense that if you went in for a teaching degree and you have like some kind of knowledge on some of the classes, especially the advanced classes that you're going to go in for, you have a chance to pass, no problem. And pretty much I respect those people, because I respect those people in the sense that I know they can make it. When you're someone as myself who just went in to get their degree and you have no knowledge whatsoever, it's going to be really hard for you. It's going to be difficult trying to achieve that goal. So basically what I'm saying is, when you're starting off a university, try to find a group of people that are starting off like yourself. That would help you out so much, because by doing this, you create something of a bond. And with that bond, you could help each other out. No problem. So you could go in through the classes, helping one another. And if anyone has any difficult issues, you could ask that person. And if they still have an issue trying to figure out something, you know, that's why you have people in the group trying to help each other. And that's what my friends did when they went into college. They pretty much, like, I told my friend, he said it was, yeah, the way I was talking about, but he also told me that, you know, they weren't planning on it. Like, I understand people don't plan that, and they go in it not expecting, like, to work together, but pretty much the school that we went to, I think it was a good idea that we did that. They did that, not me. So, technically, pretty much, in a sense, they understood, because they made a bond and they made a group of some sort. They went in it and they weren't expecting to like be a group, but when they found out the difficulties like I did, they did create that bond, and through that they helped one another out. Like, I saw that and I couldn't join their group, because at the point when they started doing the group, I would kind of like mess myself up. So any of the classes they were going to take, I couldn't do it because I wasn't sufficiently scheduled at their pace. So technically they had their schedule paced out already, and they had it planned out where each one of them would have it, where they would take the class that, you know, they all will take. And once they go into that class, they could help each other out. So pretty much they had like the same classes throughout trying to get their degrees. Right now they all graduated. They all graduated because they did, like I said, they all teamed up. And like I said, it's a really good, sufficient way to try to achieve your degree in college. I will say there are some downsides about it, in the sense that you will, if you decide to like make the group, and I highly recommend that people do it, but I highly recommend that you be careful, because you would have people that are somewhat freeloaders, and pretty much no offense to anyone out there by doing that, but you know, it's not in a sense that I would think it's the smartest idea, because what are you learning by just freeloading in the group? Pretty much you're just getting the knowledge free at hand. Are you actually learning anything by doing this? I would say not at all. I think I put this in my article. It's like, one way you could help them is by, you know, if they ask for help, don't give them the answers. Sorry about that. Don't give them the answers. Just basically write a random answer that's something as part of the equation on whatever class you're taking. Mainly, I was going in to go for my programming degree, so pretty much it's all math and physics and all this other stuff. But basically, you just give them an equation, you know, jot it down, explain what it goes through it. If you're like looking at their paper going like, dude, it's not even on this paper. Well, technically we did this so you could learn it. So technically you're learning something by doing this. Sure, people can go through college and not learn anything from it. And I would say that's, in my sense, the dumbest thing to do. Because no offense for people trying to do that, but what are you really learning again? What are you learning? You're going into these classes trying to achieve something that, you know, at first you're not really full on going. Like, I'm full on going to get these degrees, but you know, we'll continue the podcast. I'll put my articles up and I'll explain my, you know, issues within it. But you know, that's me. If anyone's interested, let me know, message me. If anyone still thinks I'm sounding kind of angry, I apologize again. So basically, you know, it's like, go in there hoping to achieve what you wanted to in the first place. Don't go in and freeload. It doesn't help you in the sense you're not really learning anything. So, you know, it's like, do that by giving the examples and you could help them out. But pretty much if they're still looking to try to get something of an actual answer from you, or like something of a cheat sheet or something like that, pretty much the only other suggestion I could say is, get them out of the group. That's all I could say. I mean, like, even if he was your friend or something like that, just get him out of the group. It's like, just tell him, no hard feelings. I appreciate you as a friend. I just don't appreciate the fact that we're trying to achieve our degrees, and you're doing absolutely nothing to contribute in achieving your degree as well. Because, you know, I can see a lot of people thinking like, this will be an easy way to get my degree. Getting your degree is not supposed to be easy. It's not supposed to be in that kind of sense to try to make it easy. When you go in for your degree, the first thing that should be going in your mind is that, I know it's going to be hard. I know it's going to be difficult. And that's true. It's going to be a difficult thing to try to achieve. And you will have all these issues. And that's why I'm here to put all this information up for you guys. But basically, you know, it's best to go in it trying to go through the hardships and try to go at it, you know, full on to try to get that degree. And, you know, for me, at this point, I've reached a crossroads. And I would like to explain my dilemma right now and where I'm at. But right now, it's about you guys, and I want to focus on that. So pretty much, like I said, I will still continue to do these for you guys, and I feel like I'm going off topic, and I apologize for that. But basically, like I said, going to group, it's a great thing. As I said, as I summarized it, it's a great way to meet friends. It's a great way to meet people, make friends, build leadership skills, because you're gonna have like someone who is actually a leader in the group. And pretty much I knew who the leader in the group for one of my friends were. He's a really good programmer, and I appreciate him as a friend. Though, you know, it's like, you learn so much and you gain this trust together by doing that as well. So pretty much that's why I recommend going in it as a group. It's like, hook up with people, not like, it's like, don't date them. Please don't date them. just go in it to help each other. it'd be a great way to try to build that bond together and all that stuff. Not really much more to say about this topic. So I will be doing these podcasts as much as possible. I will say that today's was shorter than my first one. I will agree, it seemed more like a rant on my first podcast, and I apologize on that. I was a bitter person who wanted to complain about my issues in college. It is not like most people, but you know, it's like I had issues. Maybe I guess I had a vent, but you know, as I said, I'm here for you guys, the college student, anyone who's thinking about going into college, anyone listening to this. I will say that my podcasts are not just made to help like college students, because there are situations where I would talk about a certain topic that college students will go through, but also average people as well. So as I said before, pretty much as issues of a college student, I'm Gamer E-Raid. If you have any questions, anything to tell me, your experience in college, great, tell me about it. I'm open to hear it. I'm freezing in my room. But hopefully you guys have a good day or whatever it is, and I will see you in the next podcast. Until then, later.